The Meg Hayden Theater is celebrating their 46th season, producing a series of first-rate musicals each and every summer. The upcoming production is The Full Monty. The show brings us to Buffalo, New York, where the steel mill has closed and the guys are out of work. They've hit rock bottom until, encouraged by a show their wives are enjoying, they come up with a scheme to bear it all and get back on their feet. The Full Monty runs from August 21st through the 31st. Today we meet George Dvorsky and Monica Wemmet, who will be appearing as Harold and Vicki Nichols in The Full Monty, and it's a great pleasure to have you both with us. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here.
A delight to have you here. Are you both Mac Hayden veterans?
I am. George is new
to me. I'm a virgin.
And what is the... And what is that like?
keeping in with the show. This is my first time here.
So what brought you here?
The director is a good friend of mine.
Oh, there you go.
I was just in Oklahoma City working, and he texted me and said, do you have any free time in August? And I said, why? He said, come do the Full Monty. I said, I'll be right there.
Cool. And for you, Monica, having been here before, mm-hmm. what keeps you coming back? What is it about the theater?
Just the people, mostly the people that I get to work with. They're all very talented and sort of forward thinking. Yeah.
And you do the season is made up of musicals, mm-hmm. and you do them in the round.
Yes.
And that's an awful lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's more like I liken it to being in real life, because you've always got your back to somebody, you know. So
right.
Yeah, you've always got to.
It's more intimate.
Yeah.
It's
definitely
more intimate than proscenium.
Yeah.
And do you have to get used to it at all, in the sense of, okay, now I have to shift and move?
For people who have worked mostly on proscenium stages, yes, it is difficult.
Yeah.
But you become accustomed to it.
And it becomes
very
part
quick.
Of the rehearsal process,
yeah.
of course,
oh, yeah.
of figuring out how to walk it and figure it out.
And you can't goof off.
No.
You have to stay in character 100% because
all the time.
you can't turn up stage and make a
giggle.
Face at someone, because someone's going to be watching you all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the stage doesn't move. That is stationary.
Yes.
So that's good.
Right.
Because I've seen the in the round where you move, and that seems kind of weird. How many productions have you done? Is this your first this summer?
This will be my fourth this summer.
Okay, oh my God. So yeah. so you pretty much say, I'm going to be there all summer and do...
Well, I am there all summer.
Okay, you yeah. live... Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So what other productions have you been in?
This summer, I did Putting It Together.
Yep.
Fiddler on the Roof and Young Frankenstein.
Oh, what were you in Young Frankenstein?
Frau Blücher.
Of course you
Don't.
Were.
Don't.
Yeah, there you go. If you didn't do it, I would have.
He was my boyfriend.
He was. Oh, duck.
And what's great about what you do in the season is there's classics, there's new musicals, and there is contemporary stuff as well. It's a nice mix.
Yeah. Yes.
How many, and you may have told me this, but how many years have you been with the...
This time around, I've been there for 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the idea of...
But you're only 10. How does that work?
How does that work?
So you can tell us a little bit about the types of audiences that you get.
It's a real cross-section, especially this summer. Because we have been presenting so much new stuff this summer, we're getting a lot of younger audiences, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Younger meaning like teens into the 30s, because our audience has generally been a little bit older.
Yeah.
Because we have been producing the classics so much. But with the new stuff coming this summer, we're opening it up to a whole bevy of fantastic young people.
So Full Monty, which is within the last 10 years, I guess,
yes.
of the show,
yeah.
and is was a very successful film, and then a very successful musical on Broadway. And as you said, your friend called you up and said, we're doing this, and you're here. So what is it about this particular show that you like and that you enjoyed about?
I've never had so much fun as doing the Full Monty. The audience is so with those six guys at the end. It's like a rock concert.
Yeah.
And they're just pulling for you, and they feel your pain. So at the end, they're cheering along, they egg you on, and then the cheer, you have you do what you got to do. But yeah, it's really funny to watch the audience just be so involved in it.
Now, I have to ask this question, but because otherwise I'll lose my talk show host license. But
yes, we are.
You are nude.
Yes.
Okay. Because in the Broadway show. It's lit in such a way that maybe not, but it is. But here again, it's a proscenium stage, and the light. But this would be, I would think, more difficult to light.
Yes.
In that sense, so there you go.
The light, well, I guess, angles and with no light wall because of the round, there'll be different angles and different lighting to have the audience maybe have to squint. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we're gonna, we go down to the end.
All right. And that's, you're okay with that?
Yes. The first time I'd done it, I was a little nervous about it. But truly, it's like when people say on soap operas or movies, that love scene. I said, it's so technical. The first time you do it, you think, okay, you're naked. But then the next time you do, you think, okay, make sure I'm in the right place. Make sure I have my hand on the G-string at the right point. Make sure you have this the right count. And you don't realize you're naked until the blackout. And you go, I'm standing in front of 150 people with no clothes on. Yeah. And that's when it hits you after it's all over.
Yeah.
Because the technical part of it takes over.
Yeah.
And then when you realize that, are you allowed to quickly go for cover, or?
Last time I'd done this, you came off stage and they just handed us our robes. So it was when we were putting on a robe, you went, oh my goodness, we have nothing else on but socks and shoes and a hat.
Again, having seen it on Broadway, and the audience loves it. I mean, as you say, the audience is with you from the very beginning, and it's which must be a nice feeling.
Yes, it is. Yeah, like I said, it's like a rock concert at the end, and you think, this is the most fun I've had in a long time. Because shows don't – I mean, you got shows that will be popular and people will cheer for them, but they really root. It's like a basketball game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's and for both of you, there's wonderful music in the show as well.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful ballad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you rule my world.
It can be a touching. There's a little bit of combat between the characters, but it seems ultimately very loving, doesn't it?
Yes, the six guys really bond. And what's great about this cast, we're all such different shapes and sizes. Truly.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
because one thing about the Broadway cast, I knew a lot of those guys, and I thought they were all the same size and all about the same age. We're really all different in this one. So you're going to – it's really specific.
Yeah.
So a wide assortment of G-string sizes.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you for you, Monica, as you're sitting and watching the guys, you're thinking to yourself, well, thank God I don't have to do this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We rehearsed the song The Goods the other day, and for those who don't know the show, The Goods is a song where women basically take a man's role of catcalling to men.
Right.
And it really makes you think, holy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women hear really women do. Really making.
Yeah. Just being judgmental about men.
And seeing what guys do and think, wow, it really does affect someone to hear those negative comments about your body and the way you look. And
Why do you have a sense, having been with a previous production of this, do you have a sense of why this show has caught on, not only the musical but also the film, of what there is about the story? And I would assume that it has something to do with what you just mentioned.
That, and it's so real. These characters are so real. The book is so well written. Terrence McNally really wrote a brilliant book. And it's so, the reality of it really strikes home. And especially now with so many people out of work still, it just hits home.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter what economic level you're on. I mean, when you're out of work, man, that's a blow. Yeah. That's a blow to your ego, not just to your bank account. But.
And John Saunders, our director, talked about, for actors, we make a living being out of work.
Right.
But the normal public does not. When they're out of work, they're really out of work.
And there comes to a point of one of the things I liked about the show is that question of, okay, at what point do I do what I have to do to make a living, to help provide for my family, and where does that line go and when it comes to dignity?
Mm-hmm. Well, and with Harold and Vicky, he doesn't want to tell. It's been 6 months. He hasn't told he's out of work, so every penny he can scrounge up, he gives to his wife so she won't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And
so the pride and the dignity of it all.
Right.
The show is going to run August 21st through the 31st, which is your typical runtime, about 10 days and however many shows, 8 shows or whatever.
It's 15 shows.
15 shows, really, in 10 days?
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah. There's 7 the first week.
Who knew?
Oh, honey, did I?
Thanks for telling me that.
George, you got to read the contract.
You get naked 15 times instead of 10. Okay.
Well, not including the rehearsals, but okay. Whee! It's a party at McCaden. Whee!
And
it's tequila backstage. No. Yeah.
There you go.
Kidding.
Well.
It's a joke.
It may have to be now.
Is the second to the last show in the one more, is that right?
After this is the All Night Strut.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a shorter contract.
And a shorter run. Are you in that?
No.
Oh, okay, you're done. So then this will be it, and then you'll be back next time around.
Yeah, Jared will be my swan song this year.
Very.
Okay.
And then, George, what's next for you?
I'm actually going back to New York on the day after Labor Day, and I'm starting rehearsals for South Pacific.
Oh, wow.
At the Westchester Broadway. I'm not supposed to announce this yet. Yeah, but.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for you.
For the fall.
Excellent. So a lot of good stuff happening. You can see the full Monty running from the 21st through the 31st at the McCaden Theater in Chatham, New York. Go to McCaden Theater. It's McHayDyn Theater, spelled the right way, R-E, .org. McCadentheater.org, and again, find out more about their rest of their season, and of course, the full Monty running from the 21st through the 31st of August. George Dvorsky and Monica Wemmon, I thank you so much for being with us. Have a blast on stage, thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. This was fun.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.